story we read a moment ago about Mary and Martha is only recorded in the book of Luke. It's about 4 months before Jesus went to the cross. He came into this village of Bethany. Doesn't mention it here, but it's mentioned later when he comes back. And Martha meets him in the village and welcomes him into her home. And Jesus needed a place like that. He needed a safe place, a place that he could rest, a place that he could go and be safe, a place that he can enjoy, go and eat, a place that he could go and enjoy fellowship. And if you're trying to serve God, and I am, we all need the same thing. We, in fact, Jesus told his disciples, come and part and rest, because he knew that we would need times of refreshing. You just can't go on and on and on and on and on and not stop without burning yourself out and wearing yourself out. And even Jesus himself got tired, and he withdrew from the crowds, and he told his disciples the same thing. You need to rest. You need to just come apart and recharge your batteries. And in fact, I think that's the lesson, the major lesson and the point that I want to share with you tonight. I have 4 or 5 points, but the major point that I want to share with you tonight is that if we try to serve God without first sitting at his feet and hearing his word and feeling his love and falling in love with him, if we go out and just try to serve God without doing that, we're like Martha, missing the best thing. We, like Martha, are missing the most needful thing. We, like Martha, are missing the thing that, and I'll show you in a minute, that's going to last forever. It's going to last forever. And so I think Jesus puts this in the Bible as he contrasts these two sisters so that we could learn that. He said in verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part. He said about Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things because you've missed the best part. And as he was correcting her, he said, I want you to come and get that best part. I want you to come and get what Mary is getting. So let me just look at these two sisters real quick tonight. Look at Martha. Let me ask you a question. Don't answer it out loud, but answer it in your mind. Did Martha love Jesus? Yes, she did. She loved Jesus. She met him in the village. She was the one that invited him into their home. Jesus, at this time, he'd been about over 3 years into his ministry. I mean, he was already on the outs with the religious rulers and the religious leaders. They were already watching who was associating with him and who was entertaining him and who was joining up with him. And so when Martha took that bold step to invite Jesus into their home, she was inviting in danger. Because they were watchful who Jesus was associating with, and you fell into disfavor if you associated with Jesus. And as you read the story, you see that Martha wanted to have everything just right for Jesus. I don't think she's any different than any of us if we had the opportunity to host Jesus in our homes. I mean, if we were able to have him into our homes as Martha did that day, I think we'd be cumbered about with much care as well, because we would want everything to be right. And I can just see Martha as she, you know, she comes in with Jesus, as she goes ahead and begins to prepare the meal, and as she sets Jesus in a chair and said, you know, just sit here and I'll just give me a couple minutes, I'll get everything ready. And I can just see her running through the house and giving instructions to the servants and arranging things and rearranging things and just putting her personal touch on everything, and just to make sure everything was just right. And so, did she love Jesus? Yes, she loved Jesus. Did she love Jesus less than Mary? No, she loved Jesus the same as Mary. But Jesus said, Martha, you're missing something. Your love for me is missing something. He said, Mary loved me the best. Now, what did Mary do? In verse 39, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Get the picture. Here's Martha, she brings home a guest. She's scurrying around the house, making sure everything is just right. Here's her younger sister. I'm sure they did things together. I'm sure when they had company before, that Mary was beside her, that if they cooked together. As they served together. As they straightened the house, they did it together. And so Martha's scurrying around, she's looking around. She says, where's Mary? Where's Mary? And she sees Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. And now, you'll remember it was this same Mary who later would take that alabaster box and break it after she, with her tears, had washed Jesus' feet, after with her hair she dried Jesus' feet, and she took that alabaster box of precious ointment and anointed Jesus' feet. That was the same Mary that we're talking about here. And Jesus contrasts the two. Here's Martha that jumps into action. Here's Martha that wants to make everything right. Here's Martha that's scurrying about, trying to get, you know, the meal prepared and everything in its place and making everything just perfect for Jesus. And here's Mary, who's doing none of that, but sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to him teach, listening to his word. And again, it paints two pictures tonight. It paints somebody, for example, that gets saved, that wants to jump into service, that wants to begin immediately serving God, that wants to just go out and do something. He wants to go out and make things right. He wants to go out and change the world for Jesus. And that's good. And we need to capture that zeal. But before you go out and do that, before you jump into action, you need to spend some time over here like Mary did, sitting at the feet of Jesus. We do that today through this book. We do that today through meditating what we read in this book and through prayer and through spending time just thinking about what Jesus tells us in this book, thinking about how much he loves us, thinking about how much he did for us on Calvary. We need that time to sit and to read and to hear the word of God and to think about it and to let it fill us and motivate us to go out and do what Mary would do later, and that's love Jesus and serve him. And so many times, the people that jump into action and want to fix things, they fizzle out. They don't last. And they don't last because they haven't spent the time and learned how to spend the time sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to his word. And by the way, it's not just a one-time thing. I mean, you don't get saved and spend some time at Jesus' feet and then you go out and work the rest of your life. No, he wants you to spend time over here every day. Every day. Every day. I think he paints pictures over and over in the Bible that we need to come back every day. Give us this day our daily bread. Give me what I need every day to go out and serve you. And so many times, as Christians, we want to rush in and we want to fix problems. And we want things to happen immediately, and we haven't spent the time over here in God's word, letting Jesus talk to us, letting him sort of recharge our batteries, letting him do in our life what only he can do so that we can go out and do what he wants us to do. Now, let me just give you some things that Martha did that usually come when we don't take the time to do what Mary did. They usually come when we don't take the time to sit at Jesus' feet and hear his word. She interrupted Christ. Get the picture. Jesus sitting in the living room. Mary and others sitting at his feet. He's teaching them. Talk to them about the kingdom of God. Maybe Lazarus is sitting in the chair next to him. I think there's a crowd in the living room, and they're just sitting there like Mary, soaking up every word that Jesus said. And here comes Martha. Lord, dost not thou care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? I mean, get the picture. Here's a room filled with love. Here's a room filled with Jesus and teaching and people that are just sitting there soaking it all up. And here comes this older sister. I think she was a little bit huffy. Huh? You know what I'm talking about. I think she was a little bit huffy. Lord, don't you care that I'm doing all this work by myself? Why don't you, don't you care that Mary's just sitting here and leaving it all to me? And when we don't spend time over here soaking up the word of Jesus, the same thing happens to us. We interrupt what Jesus is trying to tell us and other people. We interrupt the flow of the Spirit. We interrupt what he's trying to do in our life. And so much, it would be so much better if we all just started off over here and say, I want to hear from God. I mean, early in the morning. And if you're not an early in the morning person, whenever you are, whenever you become a person during the day, if it's not early, whenever that is. But take time to be with God. Take time to get into this book. Take time and say, God, I need something today. You that are starting school tomorrow, the teachers and the pupils, or maybe it's next week. You that are starting college, you that are starting, to get back to the routine after the summer. Don't just rush into it, and don't just say, "Boy, I'm excited! I'm going to get this done." You need to spend time over here and say, "Lord, I need something from you today. I can't be what I need to be out in the world. I can't be what I need to be as a Christian without first coming to you and getting what I need to spend the day, to serve you today." So if we try to do it without that, it leads to interruption. It leads to accusation. Martha accused Jesus of not caring. Said, "Don't you care? Don't you care that I'm doing all the work? Don't you care that Mary's just sitting here and doing nothing?" And that's what happens when we don't get grounded over here and we get out and we get busy, because I'll tell you what, even today we can look around and we can find people doing less than we are. And if we're not grounded over here with the Word of God, we'll come to the same conclusion and we'll begin to accuse people. "Well, she's not doing everything she could do, and he's not doing everything he could do. I'm the only one." Remember old Elijah? I mean, he was up on the mountain, he had that great test, he prayed down fire from heaven and proved that God was God, and then Jezebel sent word, "I'm going to get you." And he goes running, and he gets out in the wilderness, and he gets depressed, and he says, "I might as well just die, because I'm the only one that's trying to serve God." And if we don't spend time over here hearing from God and getting into his word, and we get out here without that, pretty soon we'll feel the same way. "I'm the only one. Nobody else is doing anything. Nobody's doing as much as I am." And we need to get grounded in the Word of God so that we can keep on keeping on and not accuse other people of not living up to their part of it. It leads not only to accusation, but it leads to domination. Martha wanted Jesus to do what she wanted him to do. "Just tell Mary to get up and come and help me." Can you imagine the audacity that she had to tell the Savior? Say, "Tell her to get up and come and help me. Mary, get up and come and help me." I think she was absolutely surprised when Jesus said, "No, I'm not." She's chosen the best thing. "Martha, why don't you just sit down here with us? Why don't you just join her?" It leads to domination. It leads to division. You see, the Bible says that Martha was careful and troubled about many things. She's worried about many things. I mean, I can just picture her in my mind. Because my wife's grandmother was this way. When anybody was coming to her house, everything had to be perfect. Everything, and I can still picture, see her in my mind as she's scurrying around, she's cooking, she's cleaning, she's dusting, she's rearranging, she's, doing everything and everything. And one time I told her, "Miss 'em, I want to tell you something. I didn't come down here to eat, although I did like to eat when I went down there. And I didn't come down here, we were young and we drove down there. So, I mean, it was like a 12-hour trip down to Laurel, Mississippi. Jessica, Laurel, Mississippi is where they lived. I didn't come down here to eat. I didn't come down here to be in a clean house. I didn't come down here to see your best displayed. I came down here to see you. I don't want you cooking all the time. I'll take you out and buy a chicken. I don't want you cleaning all the time. I don't want to get used to this because I got to go. No, never mind. But I don't want you cleaning all the time. I don't want you scurrying around all the time. I just want you to sit down so we can love on each other. I just want you to sit down so that we can spend time together." And sometimes I think that's what Jesus wants to say to us. He says, "Look, I know what you're trying to do. I know you're trying to please me. I know you're trying to serve me. But let's go over here. Let's get to know each other. Let's talk to each other. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you what's going to happen today. Let me tell you what you're going to need today. Let me give you that. Then there's Mary. What a picture. She sat at Jesus' feet, heard his word, took the position of a disciple, humbled herself, sat at his feet. Martha was pulled in many directions. Mary was pulled in one, just one. She wanted to get to know the Savior. She wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. She wanted to hear his word. I don't know if she felt bad about not helping Martha or not. To be honest with you, I don't think it even came into her mind, because she was so focused on hearing what Jesus had to say. She was like a sponge that was soaking up every word that he had to say, that she didn't even notice what Martha was doing. You try to serve God without first sitting at his feet. You try to serve God without getting into his word every day. You try to serve God with your own power without going over here and getting recharged every day, and you'll quickly learn that you can't do it. You can't. You can't do it. You can't do it. I mean, you may get to the end of the day and you may say, well, I've accomplished something for God today. And maybe you have. But I'll tell you what, you'll accomplish a lot more if you go over here and spend time at his feet and get into his word and let him talk to you. Let him talk to you. Let him teach you. Let him encourage you. It's like that little bunny. You know, the Energizer bunny? Can you imagine the commercial where the Energizer bunny runs out of energy? You know, he's beating his drum, and all of a sudden he goes, boom, 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 boom. That's what happens when you come over here without going over here and getting your battery charged. Now, I want you to notice two things, and then I'm done. Number one, you got to choose it. You got to make the choice. One of the tricks of the devil is he'll get us over here in this position and try and keep us going and going and going and going without ever going over there and spending time with Jesus. And I guarantee if you stay over here without going over there, you'll get discouraged. You'll get tired. You'll want to quit, because you will. You'll run out of juice. You'll run out of charge. You're doing this in yourself. In yourself. Mary chose. Jesus said, Mary has chosen the best thing. Mary has chosen the good thing. Mary has chosen to come over here and sit at my feet and hear my word. Now, we have to make the same choice. And I guarantee you, Satan will do everything he can to make us put off making that choice, or to help us put off engaging in that choice. I guarantee you. I remember Jessica's testimony a couple weeks ago where God had to get her attention. Nobody showed up to work, so she spent some time in the parking lot reading her Bible. You see, God does that for us sometimes. Most of the time, it's Satan saying, oh, you don't have time to read your Bible this morning. You're going to be late. You need to get going. You got a lot of things to do. So get up, get started. You know, you can read your Bible tonight. You can spend time in prayer tonight. You can spend time with God tonight. You don't have time to do it this morning. You got to get the kids up. You got to get them ready. You're late already. Let's go, 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 go. And you'll live every day of your life that way if you let Satan have his way. You have to choose. You have to choose. You may have to choose to get up a little bit earlier than you want to get up. You may have to choose to set aside some time and say, no, I'm not doing anything else from 5:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock in the morning. This is my time with God. And I don't care what happens. The creek can rise and the squirrels can come knocking on the back door. I am not giving up my time with God. You have to choose. You have to choose. And the second point is, it'll never be taken away from you. It'll never be taken away from you. He said, And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. One of these days, we will not be able to go where we want to go to serve Jesus. One of these days, we will not have the strength to do what we want to do. One of these days, our tongue will quit speaking, and our ears will quit hearing, and our heart will still beating, will quit beating, and we will not be able to serve God. We won't. We'll be dead. We'll go to heaven. That's a good thing. Amen? To go to heaven? Now, I'm glad there's one person here that agrees with me. Now, listen. We won't be able to serve him. We won't be able to do those things. But I tell you what. When we go to heaven, we will be able to sit at Jesus' feet. We will be able to sit and hear his word. We will be able to sit and feel his love. What a shame it would be if we got to heaven and sat at Jesus' feet and he said, "Well, I'm glad you finally made it. I wanted you here all along. I wanted you here for the past 25 years that you've been a Christian, and I'm glad you finally made it to hear from me. I'm glad you finally made it to take the time to sit at my feet and to hear my word and for us to just fellowship together and get to know one another." Now listen, I exaggerate, I know, but don't make that the truth. Really. And I know, we've got such good intentions. We really do. I mean, we want to help people, and we want to fix things. And we want to help bring Jesus into the life of others, and that's good. I'm not trying to diminish that zeal for any way. Please don't misunderstand me. What I'm saying is that zeal can last a lifetime if we spend time over here soaking in the word and the love of Jesus Christ. Keep your batteries charged. Sit at his feet. Stay in this book. Talk to him. Let him talk to you. And then go out and have a zeal that doesn't burn out serving Jesus Christ. And that's what Jesus was telling Martha. "Martha, you're careful and troubled about many things, but Mary's chosen the best thing. Why don't you choose the same thing? Why don't you choose the same thing she did?" I'm sure if, it's not here, but I think here's what he was saying. "Hey, Martha, house doesn't need to be that clean. You don't need to rearrange the flowers 14 times. And you know what? A bologna sandwich will be just as good as a turkey dinner. Because I'd rather have you. I'd rather have you. And I'd rather you get to know me than doing all this stuff." And Jesus hadn't changed. That's what he desires. That's what he wants. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the lessons that we learned from this book, for making them so simple. Father, for illustrating for us what you want us to do. And I pray we could grab a hold of this truth tonight, this one simple truth, that before we go charging off, trying to change things, that we'd learn that we'd be a whole lot better off to just come and sit and listen and pray and then go work and then go try to fix things. Father, teach us that truth tonight and help us to live it. Bless this time of invitation. I pray if there's somebody here that doesn't know Jesus, that the Holy Spirit has spoken to them tonight and they see they're a sinner and they need a Savior. And that Jesus is the only one that works. I pray you speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient. For it's in Christ's name we pray.